All right, tell me, is this a sign of true love? And does this happen in your relationship? You can text us at 92925. Good Friday morning. It's Nikki and the Morning Show. Sam is off. Kim Kieran is off. So we've got Mark and CJ in this morning. So tell me if this happens in your relationship, okay? The average person in a relationship sits through 4 hours of shows and movies they don't like each week. That's 208 hours a year. That is a lot of time. So why did they do it? They said they'd rather do it than fight, basically. They don't want to fight over the remote. They don't want to start an argument. And most of them also said that this is watching something, a show or a TV that you hate, is a sign of true love.
Okay. So we normally fight, Sarah and I.
Okay.
We usually, like, when we're looking for a show, we usually go like an hour back and forth. You want to watch this? No, I want to watch it. No. By the time we're done, it's time to go to bed. Then, but
you've wasted the time.
The other night, though, I sat through an hour of a show. She wanted to watch it on Netflix, called Bling Empire.
Oh, it's about really rich. What's this about? Rich people.
It's like the Crazy Rich Asians movie, but it's a Netflix sort of like reality show.
I've been wanting to watch an episode of that. It was good.
She loved it. I pretend that I did. My eyes were on my phone like 85% of the time.
That's what I was going to say, is that I think, like, in this day and age, it's not horrible because you're just looking down on your phone probably anyway. Yeah. Right, CJ?
You're entertained either way. You're sort of multitasking all the time. And we do the same thing. We go over this title, that title. I'm like, no, no, no. No, no. And then we end up watching Colbert Report.
You know? That's me too. I end up watching the same thing. I've been watching the series called Girlfriends. I think it's from the early 2000s. Okay. I don't know. I'd watched it previously, like years ago. And it's just like Friends or something to me. Like, I just end up putting the same thing on. So, you know, because it's familiar and I don't have to choose anything, basically.
Yeah, we know that's going to happen to us tonight. We finished Lupin last night.
Oh, okay.
And now
so
we're in no man's land. So tonight we're going to be flipping back and forth.
Back and forth.
Fighting over what to watch.
Can I suggest
Friends
to you?
Friends? Never heard of it.
Choose a sitcom you've already watched. It's the easiest thing to do.
Everybody could agree on.